www.thepatriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit patriots.com.
I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski. Welcome to the Ross Report Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's July 25th here at Gillette Stadium as we enter training camp, guys. What's been going on? We have Andy Hart, Eric Scalvino, and Paul Pearl. And now you can take it away, Andy.
Thank you, Lori. Lots going on. Long gone are the days of June and July, early July, when we have nothing to talk about.
Oh, I miss those days.
I have a stack of papers in front of me that I'll run through quickly, or attempt to do quickly, before we get
quick.
To Paul and Eric's analysis. First of all, veteran tackle Anthony Clement signed on Monday, July 21st, as did first-year free agent Chris Dunlap, a former training camp body from a year ago. So he's back to be
wide
a training
receiver.
Camp body again. Two third-round picks, Sean Crable and Kevin O'Connell, inked their rookie deals on Monday, July 21st. Rookie free agent offensive lineman Lavdrim Bauta signed with the team Tuesday, July 22nd. But don't get too attached.
Don't worry about that pronunciation.
I have another paper with his name on it later in this report. Second-round draft choice, Terrence Wheatley, Tuesday, July 22nd, officially inked his rookie deal. Then, Thursday, July 24th, which would be known as yesterday, the start of training camp, they signed defensive tackle Titus Adams and also announced a 12-man PUP list. These guys do count towards the 80-man roster at this point in training camp, but are not out on the practice field and cannot practice as of yet. Jarvis Green, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, Rodney Harrison, Ellis Hobbs, Nick Kazier, Stephen Neal, Oliver Ross, Bo Rude, Mike Brable, Wes Welker, Ryan Wendell, and Mike Wright. And then, as I said, I would get back to our boy Lavdrim Bauta, who was cut after practice yesterday, to make room for rookie first-round pick, linebacker Gerard Mayo, who inked a reported 5-year deal with the team yesterday, and was on the practice field for the second session of the first day of training camp, missed the opening session as they dotted the I's and crossed the T's, as they say. Guys, lots to talk about. I guess we'll start with the number 10 overall pick in April's draft, the linebacker Gerard Mayo. Misses a single, well, I guess a couple workouts technically, but in camp, ready to go. What do you think?
Looked good in the limited role that we saw him in yesterday.
I got a question. Missed last night's workout.
Yeah.
Did Eric say too many words?
No. But
infringing on your
territory? I missed the workout. Yesterday's morning workout, the first defense consisted of Tank Williams and Teddy Bruschi at inside linebacker.
Where was
Gerard Mayo in the second practice?
Twos.
In the twos. In the second wave of inside
Tank
linebacker.
Williams is going to start at inside linebacker for this team?
Well, it's early. It's only been one day. I know it's been two practices.
You know me,
it's only
though. I'm reactionary.
You are very reactionary.
But Gerard Mayo looks good, right?
He looked very good.
Very quick, athletic, and all the things that we talked about in the pre-draft process about him, we saw really on one play that really opened a lot of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a quick screen. I thought he diagnosed it very quickly. He got out in the flat. I think it was Heath Evans. Was there
would've
pretty
dropped
much
him for a loss
pretty much as the ball got there. It would have been one of those big plays by a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Would have definitely been dropped for a loss. And you saw the speed, the athleticism, and the instincts all at once.
Only concern was at the end of that play, he sort of pulled up a little bit, gingerly, went over to the sideline. The trainers had to go and attend to him. It was a right leg injury.
Sounds like a cramp, though.
It looked like it. And he was drinking a lot of water afterwards. He was sort of...
And let's be honest, if he was on the field, in all likelihood, he had run the conditioning run 3-4 hours earlier, which is one of those things that pretty stressful on your body.
Right.
And as you recover from it, cool down, and then try to ramp it back up, cramping and a little tightness could be something that he might have to deal with. So
I don't think it's anything to be overly concerned about. As Eric said, the trainers did work on him for a good 10 minutes or so, and he didn't return into any drills. He stood on the side. But I think if it was something that they were at all concerned about, they probably would have removed him.
Right.
And had him get treatment somewhere, not standing on the sideline on a bad ankle, so for example. I think it was just a cramp, and I think Andy's reasons for a cramp would be certainly understandable.
Sure.
The other biggest news, Mayo's in camp, so all the rookie draft picks are here on the field ready to go, except for Bo Rude and some of the other guys on PUP, a 12-man list. And that's 12 men. There was some original confusion as Rodney Harrison was not included on the original release from the team. But it's a 12-man list. Mike Vrabel, Wes Welker, some of the notable names along with Harrison. Most of those guys dealing with injuries from the offseason. They missed mini camps, passing camps, what have you. Vrabel is a name that kind of piqued the curiosity of some. Harrison piqued the curiosity of some. Cashier, I think, part because of his off-field issues that have been well-publicized over the last weeks and months. I just want to get you guys' reaction to those lists and some of the guys that are on it.
I was very surprised, like everybody else, with Vrabel and Harrison for the reasons you mentioned, Andy. I don't know what the deal is. I talked to a couple of people yesterday about Vrabel in particular. No one really seemed to know anything about Rodney. Vrabel, they seem to think that was dealing with some, you know, like a Welker thing. No one really knows what Welker's dealing with, but everybody assumes that it was an because he wasn't at minicamp. Mm-hmm. Well, Vrabel, I think, is a similar situation, a minor problem that's not expected to keep him out. He could very well be out there, you know, at some point this weekend.
So it's just precautionary at this
point. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way it was relayed to me by a couple of people. Not anybody inside of the football operations, I should point out. Not a coach or anything like that. So I don't think that there's anything to be too concerned about. But at the same time, when you're dealing with older players and, you know, we know how Bill likes to monitor the, you know, the reps and stuff like that, I think it makes sense in training camp.
Yeah, I wasn't too surprised with Welker, given what we said about his having missed some time in the spring. Paul documented Vrabel's situation well enough. My concern a little bit is about a couple of guys maybe that we haven't mentioned. In addition to Cashier, Stephen Neal being on that list. You know, after he only played about 8 games last year, tried to come back in the Super Bowl, had a little bit of a rough time there too. I think his situation is problematic for the team at this point. We don't know, you know, how well he's going to recover, when he'll come back, and with coupled with Cashier's situation, that puts the whole right side of that line as the big question mark going forward. So it's not really a surprise that they've been signing a lot of offensive linemen of late. But that's those are the two guys that I'm going to be most concerned about. It. Like we said, we don't think the other guys are too much of a problem at this point, just from what we've heard. But long-term concerns, I think, are those two guys.
Well, I think Neal, specifically, I think at this point, you just accept the fact that he's damaged goods.
You're probably not going to get 16
shoulder injury that is dating back, whatever it is, 5 years now to that fumble recovery against the Packers.
0-2.
The famous blue-on-blue game here at Gillette Stadium when no one else went for the ball, and he did, and it may have seriously hindered his long-term NFL future. He's had procedures. He's been in and out of the lineup, dealt with it. So I think that's a concern moving forward. We saw Cashier, who's also on PUP, at guard during the offseason workouts. So you lose him. Yesterday we had Russ Hochstein and Wesley Britt taking the bulk of the reps at right guard and tackle, respectively. But I agree with Eric. That's something to keep an eye on, especially in light of the focus on the offensive line coming out of the Super Bowl and the fact they got their butts handed to them by the Giants. But we're back at it. Training camp is here. These roster reports will be exciting each and every week as we move forward towards the 75-man cutdown, 65-man cutdown, 53-man cutdown, all the cutdowns that are coming. Lavdrum Bauta didn't make it to the 80-man cutdown, unfortunately, but we will have new names to talk about each and every Friday. And leading us along the way will be our own fearless leader, Lori Baranski.
Thanks, guys. Make sure to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest camp casts as training camp goes along. Thanks for listening. Go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.